that one.
Blog Talk Radio.
And put one leg up like your body's doing three-wheel motion. In the ocean, coasting, overdosing, toasting with a magic potion. Told them that they can't hold or control them. No one, I'm a Magnum Trojan. Golden like the rapper, looking dapper. Then I put her on her back and a tackle. No time for the chitty-chat. Just give me the kitty cat and you'll get it back after. We set the mood right. Giving you a little relaxation. I'ma get your groove right. Take your body on a little vacation. We island hopping and clubs is rocking and haters jocking. Trunk pop like dropping and speakers knocking and bottles popping. I could talk all day. Let me stimulate your mind while I tell you what I like in you. But for now, I'ma just sit back. Let Jeremiah tell you what he'd like to do.
I'd like to take the time. Love your body. Rub your body, kiss and hug your body. I love. I love.
What's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass. What's up, Tommy? What's good?
Just chilling. What's cracking?
Shit, man. Same old shit, different day.
True that, true that.
Man, hold up, man. I got people just sitting here bothering me, man. Just want to fuck with me all of a sudden. What's good,
Ooh.
Man? I said, not
yeah.
just people bothering me. What?
Somebody bothering you.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, Candy?
No, I'm just...
What's up?
How you doing?
What's going on, lady?
Shut, chillin'. Trying to stay in this cold out here.
Yeah, it's cold in a motherfucker, man. That damn, man, we got them
yeah.
damn flurries. It's cold as fuck.
Snow laid the ground like, whoa.
Yeah, I'll be
all
right. Y'all get to see that we already got. The funny shit.
Y'all can keep this shit.
We don't want it. That's why we're sending it back to y'all.
No, you can have it. Right. Well, check this out. Check this out, people. I want to ask a couple of questions. Pretty much dealing with breakups. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? Now, Candy, right about now, I guess I'm gonna forward this to you. What was one of them breakups? I mean, right now we're gonna focus on that bad breakup. What was the worst one?
You mean what?
My breakups wasn't that bad, you know what I'm saying? Because the only one that I couldn't get rid of is my baby daddy.
Okay, and, well, I guess that was a bad one.
It was just more of a stalking thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, baby, I never known stalking to be good.
Well, I mean, that's good compared to him because he was an abuser and everything else, so...
So in other words, that was the bad breakup.
Mm-hmm. That was really it. I mean, but what do you need to know?
What was so bad about it?
He just stalked me and wouldn't leave me alone. You try to be with somebody and he wants to try to run them off and shit, you know.
Oh, is that right? Because
you want to be with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to run you off the road and shit, you know.
And you say you really didn't have no bad ones, huh? Okay, now.
Not really like that.
Not like that. You just said he tried to run you off the road. Now, how bad can that be?
Yeah, but I fight back. Road rage or not.
Oh, okay. All right. Janae, hey, baby.
Hello. Hi,
Janae.
Hey, Candy.
You feeling good tonight, Janae?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
Wow. So you seem full of that shit tonight, y'all. I knew she was full of that shit last night. She called last night. She called like, hello. So I'm like, doubtfire and whatnot. As tonight, he like, hey, yeah, let's just fuck y'all niggas on tonight. All right, Janae, check this out. We starting off tonight. We talking about breakups, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We gonna start with the bad breakup. Give me one of your bad ones.
So many. Sign up.
Damn. You just got everybody ready to choke the shit out you, huh?
I mean, I don't know what would be considered the worst. I mean, the dude that jumped on my car trying to stop me from leaving, that was, like, horrible. The guy who ended up stalking me for, like, 3 years after I broke up with him.
Oh, wow.
3 years?
3 years.
Damn.
Every time, when my company moved, we, like, relocated. He found out where the new company was, the address where we was at, finding the phone numbers and stuff. It was just ridiculous.
Damn. That's something terrible. Wow.
Yeah, he was something else.
Called
in my house.
Mm-hmm. Wait. How did he get your number? Y'all,
I don't know.
Did you change number?
He had never had my house number. He had never. I'm not stupid. You know, I don't get, you know, nobody my house number. I had never given him my house number. And then he called and left a message. Luckily, I checked the messages He had left a message for my husband.
God damn.
Like he was some business person calling. Yes, Mr. Griffin, I would like to speak with you. I was like, what?
Damn.
Like the leaks.
That was some cold. That was a cold shit. Marta, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. What's going on?
All right, I think we got, wait a minute, we got the good Reverend Felicia on the line, too. What's up, Rev?
What's up?
How you doing, baby?
Hey, Rev. All
right,
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Fine. All
right, check this out. Tonight's topic, we talking about breakups, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
We're gonna start with the bad. All right, Rev. Give me a bad one.
I think the worst one, I had the fighting and he put sugar in my tank.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I ain't
Damn.
Had no good breakup.
Well, yeah, well, I guess not, but I mean, but you know, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. There really are no good breakups, but
nope.
You know what I mean. All right, Bada, what about you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, this last
no
one
bad.
Was probably the I don't have no real bad breakups. Like. Just, you know what I'm saying, walking away from the wiener is what I have to deal with. But I don't have no bad breakups.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right, Sweetness, what's up, baby?
How you doing?
What was that?
All right. We talking about
what's
breakups
up, Sweetness?
What the damn, Thug Memphis?
On the phone.
Thug Memphis, calm down. God damn. Man. Sweetest, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Candy. I'm all right, baby. I see Candy. Candy, glad you're here.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
No, okay, Candy. Damn, baby. Okay. We talking about breakups tonight, baby. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to start off with the bad. Give me a bad one.
Give you a bad one?
Yeah, one of the ones that you just like, God damn, I wish I never met this motherfucker.
Oh, that's real easy. That's my baby daddy.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Y'all be going hard on the baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I mean, why?
Hard is hard.
Right.
How so much? What did he do that was so bad?
What did he do?
Man.
I don't know. I don't know the man.
Believe me, you ain't missing
Woo!
Much.
Oh, okay. What about you, Tyler? Give me a bad one, man. Excluding your ex-wife.
I ain't gonna be my ex-wife. Our breakup was decent. My bad breakup was
okay.
My baby mom.
Okay, well.
You remember the breakup. Actually, you helped me.
Yeah, I remember that one. But now, for the people that's out here, don't nobody know what happened with me and you. So I'll let you explain it.
Yeah. She basically what was going on was she would call my job to see if I'm at work. She swear me down I was cheating on her. I never cheated on her, ever. But she would call my job, see if I'm working. She had people in her family driving past jobs, see if they see the car. Man, it was horrible, man. That's the worst relationship I've been in, man. It was terrible. And then I called you to help me get my stuff.
Yeah, I remember she slammed the door in my face.
Yes, she did. Okay.
Yeah, well, I got one, man. I got one. Dude, this was, and I mean, I don't know if y'all consider this a breakup, but this was like the worst person I ever been involved with in my life. And I'm going to call her name, Jawanda. Let me tell y'all about this bitch. And yeah, I know, I normally we don't do all that, but let me just tell y'all about this bitch. I met her while I was at work. Everything was cool. Everything was all right. I went over there, kick it with her. We kicked it a couple of times. We do our thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, take in mind now, we not knowing each other this long. Now, probably maybe a week or two at the most. We do our thing, and she grabbed me. She grabbed me and held me. I'm talking about she grabbed me like you, like your husband, like you grabbing your husband or something. And she whispers in my ear, "I love you, don't ever let me go." So, you know, that kind of scared me, considering me and her only been messing around like a week or two. So, I go to work, and every place that I went to work at, she popped up. She popped up everywhere. My boss was like, "Hey, man, you can't be having her on the work site." Every time I would tell her, like, "Hey, you can't come here." She would just get to grabbing me, kissing me, talking about, I love you, I just want to be around you. I mean, I was young back then, so I kind of fell for it. I fell for the dumb shit. And I would leave work and be like, "Hey, I'm going to call you when I get home." She would call my house. I would leave my job at 4, we got off at 4:20. I would probably get home about 4:30. She would be calling at 4:32. So I was like, "Hey, I'm finna take a shower, and I'll call you when I get out the shower." 4:35. "You out the shower yet?" "Damn, I ain't even took my clothes off yet." Hang up. 4:37. "You out the shower yet?" I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you just joking, you playing with me. This was a reoccurring thing all the time. So I would stop answering the phone. Well, my little dumbass brother at the time, just trying to, I don't know if he was in his horny stage, so he would talk to anybody on the phone. So she would talk to my brother, who was like 12 at the time, for hours upon hours. And he just telling her everything about me, everything. This girl knew my whole life history. I think the only thing he didn't tell her was my Social Security number. So I finally tell her that, you know, this is moving too fast. We got to break this off. This motherfucker goes ballistic. Do y'all hear me when I say go ballistic? I have to go on vacation. I have to leave my job and go on an emergency vacation to get away from her. Do y'all know every day she still came up to that job? So this one particular day, I have to go pick up my check. I go to pick up my check. I speak to her. "How you doing?" My partner with me, he said, "Man, who was that?" I said, "Man, she crazy." I guess she overheard me. She runs out the building, lunges at me, starts trying to attack me. Like, "I fuck you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you." Now, take in mind, all of this is within a 3 weeks time span. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. So, she calls my sister, tries to get buddy-buddy with my sister. Then tells my sister, "I'm finna go around his whole job and tell everybody he got AIDS." And she actually, my sister told her, "Bitch, I'll kill you if you do that." You know, it actually took me to set my boy up to fuck her, for her to leave me alone. I begged my friend to fuck her. I begged her, "Please fuck her." But she felt like she fucked him and she got back at me. So I had to play the role. I actually had to play like I was mad at that she fucked him, in order for her to feel like, "Okay, I got him back." Now, y'all, come on, tell me, is that beyond crazy or what?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it is.
Nah, come on now. That bitch was psychotic.
Well, you know what? Hey, y'all.
Huh?
Put him in that bag. Put him in that bag.
What's all right, up? Man. Somebody got a show going on at home.
This is dedicated to all the people that went to that bad first time.
All right, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna put a song on just for everybody who just had that bad breakup. And y'all think about these motherfuckers and be like, fuck them, I can't stand them. We gonna play this song. We come right back.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Check this out now. We're talking about breakups now. We went through the bad. Now, I want to talk about, well, I guess there's really no good breakup, but that breakup that if he or she came back right now, you would take them back hands down. you know, the breakup that y'all still friends, y'all still get along, y'all still cool and all that. You know what I'm saying? If the opportunity ever permits itself, see, y'all back in the fold. Tandy, we gonna start with you, but we gonna let you think about it, all right?
I don't have none like that.
Oh, okay. What about you, sweetness?
Neither do I. I don't.
Damn.
Mm-mm.
Okay, calm down. Okay. Y'all, woo. Felicia, baby, what's up?
I have one like that, but I wasn't in a relationship with him. I mean, we were just messing around, but I wish I hadn't have done them the way I done them, because now, I mean, we still friends, but if he wanted to, yeah, I would be with him.
Oh, really? Okay. I ain't mad at you about that one. Bubba, what about you, baby?
I have a friend who I can't get away from. I just have this connection with him, and if when it's all said and done, if he ever came back to me, I would try my best not to be so controlling.
Oh, but at least you're honest about it, baby. At least you're honest about it. I can't knock your hustle for that. You are being honest about it.
Mm.
Okay. Janine,
mm-hmm.
I know you like that Black Widow, but I know it's one out there that you like, okay. So if things happen like that, I'll take them back. Is it one?
Yes, one that I regret.
So
I mean, we messed around off and on for many, many years. We just never, like, was able to get together like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, I got my boy fresh out. What's up, Kush?
Fresh
up, baby?
Out that thing, man. We talking about breakup? Man. What is up with pills that let you go when you go to jail, man?
All right, man. I gotta ask you this, dog. All right, we on breakups, but I'm on right now. What I'm talking about is the one that you wish you can get back. If the opportunity presents itself right now, you'd be like, okay, I'm taking it back. You got one of them, dog.
I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. Man, Kaz, man, he's a good dude, man. I could probably talk to him about anything, man, but I'm gonna tell him, man. He know who it is. And so it's probably your Ashley, man. That was a good girl, man.
Okay,
that was a good girl, man. Damn, man. If I can get that one back, man, I'll probably be decent right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
hey, that one.
You know, sometimes you can't do that, man. You know, you gotta probably move on, man. But yeah, man, as far as that, man, that's probably the one, man.
Okay. Well, now let me ask y'all. This person that y'all talk, wait a minute, I forgot to ask my man, Timer.
What's up, man?
You got one, man. One that you wish you could just get back, no matter what.
Nope.
Huh?
No, man. I don't.
Damn, you ain't never had one good woman?
Maybe my
ex-wife.
I said maybe my ex-wife.
Your ex-wife? Okay, nothing wrong with that. But now let me ask y'all, do these people know about, you know what I'm saying? Do they know how y'all feel? I'm gonna ask Janine. Janine, do that special someone know that the Black Widow ain't just all bad? Come on now, y'all know Janine hard on a motherfucker. Y'all know Janine be hard on a motherfucker on here. Every week Janine hard on a motherfucker on here.
He know how I feel. I guess he know. I guess he know. Maybe I don't say it like I should, but I hope he know.
Oh, okay. Rev, that one that you really, that you just messed around with, do he know that you would take him back with open arms?
Yeah, but he's scared of me.
Shit, you burn it. Y'all set motherfuckers on fire whooping asses, I'll be scared of you too.
I didn't do that.
I understand. What about you, Kush? Little Ash, know how you feel.
No, I don't ever talk to her like that, man. But, you know, I think everybody, man, be thinking in the back of their head, like, what if? But, you know, everything happened for a reason, man. You know, maybe that was the one that could have cut your ass or something, man, you know. But everybody got that what if, man. Everybody like, now, man, ain't nobody else fuck with again, but pretty sure everybody got that one, and she was probably that one, but everybody else, hell no.
Damn.
Really got real bad.
Did we lose Butter?
No.
Butter, you still here, baby?
I'm out here.
Oh, okay.
She sound like she thinking about them.
What?
Back down memory lane.
I mean, you know, I was just listening and listening to what you were saying, and yeah, that's true. Everybody got that one special one that they wish they could have made things work out right, but 9 times out of 10, it wasn't meant for them to be together.
I mean, you know, it's all wishful thinking on it. It's all wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it ever be like that, like for men, you know how we be hurting? Like, damn, man, I wonder if females be feeling like that, like 10 times more. You know, they more emotional than us. You know what I'm saying, though?
Know.
You ever think about that?
I don't know. Let's take a poll. Ladies, do y'all think that y'all more emotional than we are when it comes to this situation?
Yeah.
Candy?
Oh, you might want to come back to me, because...
Oh, I forgot. Janae,
hey, Cass, man, you know what, man, I ain't taking over, but look, I think so, man, because you ever, like, talk to the one, you, like, call them, and you'll be like, man, what's up? They be like... Nothing. And then you get to talking to them, and they'll stay on the phone with you. But what if somebody we really don't want to fuck with no more or call us? We'll be like, how you get my number?
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But they'll
give us a chance to even talk, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you on that, dog. I feel you on that. What do you think about that, Janine?
I agree. I think women are more emotional. Mm-hmm. And we
what
think
about
you,
it. Now, finish what you're saying. What you say, baby?
I was about to. Okay. We think about it. I think we think about it more than you guys do. Like what it would have been and all this and that.
That's all I want to know.
Okay.
So
well,
actually,
Hold on. We gotta go. We gonna go down the line. Alicia, what about you? What you think?
Well, I don't know. I just think it just depends. I don't know. For me, it's kind of different. Because if I don't see the other person feeling the same way, then I say the hell with the shit. I ain't got time for all that.
Amen.
Okay. What about you, sweetness?
I agree with the female that just talked. You know, if somebody on the same level than I am, then maybe, you know, some emotions will come up in there, but, you know, if he ain't on the same level I am, then the hell with him.
Okay. Mother, what about you, baby?
I think, I mean, what, the last question was about women being emotional. Of course, I believe women are emotional. That's what gets us in trouble sometimes. We let our emotions speak before our mind do.
Tama, let me ask you. Do you think that women are more emotional than men?
Of course. Women wear their emotions on their sleeve.
So, all right, now I'm gonna address this question to Tama and Kush. So y'all, at no point in time do y'all ever just get along by yourself and cry because y'all done missed that, y'all done fucked up. I done fucked up with this woman.
You
ever cried over a dog?
I'm gonna tell you like this though, Kaz, man. I don't do it because the best woman I had, I was young as hell. You feel what I'm saying? That's like right now, that's like giving a motherfucker a Benz or a motherfucker a Lamborghini when they 18. You know what I'm saying? And then you be like, okay. I got a Lamborghini, then you wreck that motherfucker. You wreck it at 18, you don't even give a fuck. You like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you don't appreciate
at 30.
The value of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wreck that motherfucker at 30, though. You like, man, you getting out that motherfucker, man. Don't have no hooper shorts. It's going to be dookie dripping all down your kneecap.
Say you done just went into a rage.
You just dead. But I'm just, that's why I'm saying, like, best girlfriend I probably had was her, but I was, like, damn near, like, 21, 22. So, I mean, I cannot appreciate something at that age. You know, and that's what people need to see. If you can't, you know what I'm saying, you can't appreciate nothing that you can't appreciate a woman that's doing good for you when you around, like, 28 to 35, there's something wrong with you. That's just being real.
I feel
you. You know what I'm saying? You like 22, 23, 21, and you find a good woman and you fuck it up. I mean, that's, everybody done that, man.
Damn, boy, that boy that came back home kicking knowledge. God damn.
That's good. Let's go, man. You know I was reading that Bible in that thing, man. You got nothing to do but read.
Hey, that's
push
a good read. That's
I'm gonna send my Facebook picture over this Sin City thing, man.
Mm. Oh yeah, man. You know SinCity.Spoons.com, dog. You know you gotta get it in, dog.
Hey, Sin City is that thing, man. Y'all need to get it in, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm gonna ask this last question. We are gonna end the breakup thing.
Didn't answer the question.
What was the question?
About crying. Tama, I didn't hear Tama answer the question. Neither did you.
What
you said? He didn't cry.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, of course you cry.
Tama said he didn't cry.
Oh, I didn't hear Tama say anything.
Cry about what?
Yeah, cry
over that woman that you lost.
Yeah, I've cried.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Cass. No, I'm just saying I didn't hear your answer.
Wouldn't you like to know? No, I'm just like.
I've cried before.
I probably said after I finished crying, I'm going to crack this bitch forehead as soon as I finish crying.
Hell no.
But I did cry now for the last.
You know you love her when she made him cry to the gayest songs.
Hey, fuck that, man. If I ain't going to be the only motherfucker crying, we're going to be crying. We're going to be crying in this motherfucker together. You might not like the reason that you crying, but, hey, we all going to be crying together. We all going to be some crying motherfuckers at the end.
We're going to be some crying motherfuckers.
Hell yeah. She just telling you, baby, just stop crying. Just take your hands from around my neck. No.
Turn loose my goddamn dick.
We gonna all crack. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing. Y'all don't take that serious. All right, now, like I said, I'm gonna end this with that ugly one, that one you like. This should never started in the beginning.
Oh, good one, man. You all right, man? Hey, every time I come over to the show, man, you be having some good topics, bro.
All right, dog. Which one is that one?
Excited over there, boy.
It should have never started in the beginning, dog. Which one?
Besides Ashley, name them all.
You say all, damn.
All 17 now.
Look, he counted. He got them on the list. Wow.
That is a good man. I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna let y'all think about what y'all saying. I mean, what y'all, you know, what he was saying. Because that is a good one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sean, I see you done eased on in here. What's up, baby? Sean?
Hello?
Hello? You there?
Can I hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, baby. We can hear you.
I missed it in the shot.
Huh?
I missed it, y'all.
Oh, you missed it, you too.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was just me. I'm like, what the fuck did she just say? Did she miss it? Okay.
I believe she did that on purpose.
Right. I'm just teasing. Sorry, what's that ugly relationship that you just said should have never started from the beginning?
I'm going to say which one was. I'm going to say the baby daddy relationship.
Damn, everybody dogging the baby daddy.
Now,
y'all can't say the baby daddy for this one now. Everybody else who said baby daddy cannot say the baby daddy again.
It's true, because he
ran with the baby daddy, you done been through more than you would with somebody else.
Right.
You done been through more bullshit, you've been through more happies, you've been through, you know, more with your baby daddy than you have with any other relationship.
Right.
That's why it's usually people say baby daddy is because they're the only one, you know, that's the only one they're going to take the shit from.
Okay. I feel you, Sandy. What about you, Janine?
So I'm going to say that, like, 7 to 10 year relationship I had with this guy. I wish I could take that back.
Okay. Rev, what about you?
I'm going to say my husband. I ain't going to say my baby daddy, even though he is.
Okay. Thank you for putting that better term to it. Okay. What about you, baby?
Oh, no. Honestly, I'm speechless on that.
Okay. Speechless. I feel you. All right, well, check this out. I know who mine is. I'm going to say my daughter's mother. I ain't going to say my baby mama. I'm going to say my daughter's mother.
That ain't different. That ain't different.
Huh? So was I politically correct? I'm just saying, was I politically correct with that answer?
Wait.
All right, well, damn it, my bad.
Everybody.
Shit, fuck it. All right, but check this out. For everybody, that one motherfucker that y'all just like, okay, that shit should never happen. We're going to go to this one song. We're going to come back. And then we're going to have a little fun. All right?
All right.
Like dogs at 6 in the morning. I know it's gonna be some more shit tonight. Oh, our past is calling, telling me I done went too far, and I'm sitting around town and my friends can't recognize. ain't who I was. That's the reason you here now. You think I don't know what's up, but sweetheart, that's what ruined us. I ain't afraid to say I got needs. The only time you hear from me when the bottle's popping and everything is sweet. But I'm tired of sleeping in the other room, spending them long nights, I'm trying to figure out what in the hell in my heart I ain't do right. Oh, you know I gave my heart.
Y'all check it out. We back now. Check it out. Hey, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Body piercing. Who got it? Who got the body piercing? Sandy, you got any body piercings?
I got my tongue and pierced. But that's it.
Okay. I mean, so is it true what they say about the women with the tongue ring?
I don't know. What do they say?
What you get yours for?
I got mine because I thought it was cute.
I thought it was cute. So what you trying to say? You never used it. You're telling me you ain't never used the candy.
I've used it. I've had it used. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
You had it used, huh?
To me, it ain't no different.
Oh, okay. If you say so. What about you, Janae? You got any body piercings?
No, I do not have any body piercings. If he wanted that, I just went and got a girl who did that for him.
God damn it, that's why I love you. So you just gonna get the girl who got the body piercings and bring them in.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get my tongue pierced. I can't do that.
No, I've had my piercing.
Okay, Rev, what about you? What you got pierced?
Nothing.
What you waiting on?
What you mean what I'm waiting on?
What you waiting on?
I don't need none of that. I'm skilled without that shit.
You skilled without it?
Yeah, I don't need all that.
Okay, all right, we'll see. We will see. Butter, what you got pierced?
Well, it's not pierced anymore, but my tongue.
Okay. Look out. I don't even know why I'm going to ask this question, but did you use it a lot?
Yeah.
I did.
You serious enough?
I did.
Oh, okay. Did you? Mm-hmm. Sorry, what about you, baby? What you got pierced?
Hello?
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 Oh, shit. Sean, baby.
Yeah, my lip. The side of my lip.
You got the side of your lip here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So ain't nobody got the clit pierced or nothing?
Mm.
Oh, hell.
You know what? Mm-mm.
I've been thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who has 7 in his penis.
Yeah, I've seen somebody who had that too. And they
Yes.
Wait a minute, hold up. He got 7?
Yeah, 7 barbells in his penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
7 barbells.
What the hell?
In his penis.
Yeah.
Okay, now I gotta ask this question, and I gotta know this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't that stretch the fuck out of y'all when going inside y'all?
It ain't stretching me because it don't go inside me. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I mean, so would you fuck them?
I don't think so though. Really, I don't.
Not with that stuff in. You have to take that shit out.
It actually
out.
Touches like different nerves in the body.
I can't see it. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, I can't do
that
shit.
Right.
That shit gotta hurt, man. That shit gotta hurt like a muscle. Fuck that.
So y'all got anything pierced?
Nah.
I want to get my bottom lip pierced, but I don't know how that will look on me.
Now. I will go on record to say I honestly did think about getting my tongue pierced once.
I think it'd be a good thing for you.
Oh, you do? And why is that, Candy? Why would that be a good thing for me?
Well, because when you're on the show, or when you're on the SinCity.Spruce.com, flipping your tongue out like you did the other day, you might have people picking you up left and right.
So what you telling me? I should go get my tongue pierced.
I mean, that's your preference, but you know, I mean,
I'm
hurt.
I'm asking you. If it was up to you, would you tell me? Would you let me go? Would you tell me, Kara, go get your tongue pierced?
Yeah, if it was up to me.
No, okay. What about you, Janine? Would you tell me to get my tongue pierced?
Your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
A what?
Hey, I had no
what
idea.
The hell?
Somebody's phone about to go out. Janine, would you tell me to get my tongue pierced?
If that's what you want to do.
I mean, no, I'm asking you, if you looked at it like, would you look at it like, okay, yeah, he would look good with his tongue pierced. What would you say?
Yeah, I think he would.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Rev?
No, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's got nothing to do with how you would look.
Oh, all right. Hey, what
bro.
About you,
hey,
Bobby?
I heard that ain't popping no more.
Hold on, man. Y'all, I'm getting feedback from y'all. Wait a minute. Everybody,
yeah.
We got.
Man, we ain't gotta go nowhere, man.
Brother, we got my boy, Mr. Charlie, on the line. Mr. Charlie, what's happening?
Man, what you talking about getting your tongue pierced, bro, man? What's that with you?
No.
That shit don't sound too manly to me, man. What's happening?
Not manly. Manly.
What's happening?
I thought about it. I chose not
to. Oh, man. I'm about to hang up on y'all for that shit, man. You out of line, man. You done violated, man. I'm out of here, man. I just had to check it, man. I'm gone, man.
Wow.
Well, fuck you too, Mr. Charlie. I'm tired of your shit.
For real.
Hey man, you neglecting, man. You neglecting Wick, man. Wick been on for a minute, man.
Wick, what's happening? I said his name twice. Third time. Wick, what's happening?
Well.
Okay, see.
All right, I got something for you, man. I got something for the ladies.
Hey.
I was having a conversation last night, right?
Right.
And I want to know, I even wrote the shit down. Make sure I get it right. What the hell is a bad dick reputation?
What?
What is that? Somebody tell me what that is.
Oh, my goodness.
This
can I start?
Told me.
Sure, go ahead.
Who do you have these conversations with, dog?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
What is it?
Can I start?
Oh, Cassie. Yeah.
Okay. Bad dick reputation to me would be somebody that has had sex with different people and they've all had the same evaluation. You get what I'm saying?
So you
everybody
actually go
that
out.
You know has messed with him or his buddies or, I mean, you know, he's just known to everybody as having not being able to fuck right.
And you go out and tell other girls this?
Of course. I mean, like, the word has to be spread. Right.
Hey, you know about the bad dick reputation, too, then.
Of course. Oh, that's going to get spread like wildfire.
Right.
Question on that one. What if you just had some bad pussy and he just didn't want to fuck you that like
nah.
That?
Not if it's been more than one person. We're talking about a few women are saying the same thing about you. We know some men just have one bad night. You know, we understand you might have that one bad night or something like that. No, we're talking about this been a whole bunch of different girls, and they all saying the same thing about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
What do you tell your girl? What's some of the things? What's some of the things that you say?
Girl, that shit was fucked up. Don't even try that bullshit. That was some bullshit. That was gonna be a waste of your time.
I went to sleep on that shit.
Went to sleep on it.
For real. I just laid up. Think he was doing something.
Okay, so now, all right, I mean, y'all actually put a man's business out there like that?
I had
a dude one time, I mean, he freaked me so good, I just knew he was going to sling it down, going to break my back. He pulled it out, and I was like, oh, my God, where is it at? He was just, I mean, and then he was humping. I let him get some. He was going ahead and humping and everything. And then he said, was it as good for you as it was for me? I was like, you were straight. He said, what does that mean? That's a step above bullshit. In my mind, I was thinking it was bullshit.
I mean, what if he just had a bad night that night? I mean, you just said he freaked you. He done took you to ecstasy. I mean, why you gonna
He should have laughed at that. He should have never unzipped his pants.
Well, he probably felt like he had 2 inches of rock hard dick that he had to get on.
You should have started yawning that like, I got real sleepy.
Now you know that ain't right.
That's fucked up. All y'all ladies do that. Y'all go to y'all girl and be like, he ain't shit. Knowing your girl gonna go to somebody else and say the same thing about the man, even though she ain't even tried him yet.
Yeah, because if he ain't shit,
well, say
no
about
that.
Yeah, titties though.
You, what you say, Kush?
You don't say nothing about them fake ass titties we see at the club. As soon as they pull them out when we get out, what is this? Motherfucker look like
he got a point. That lady,
Gorilla H.
Say titties just hanging like slaves.
But we keep on. We tell them we love them. We just.
Well,
when
she have a baby,
she
can't help that. She can't help that. She had babies.
Let a nigga be a little bit limp or something. It's a problem. It's crazy, man.
You ain't got to be limp that bad.
How would y'all feel if a man go around saying the same shit about y'all? Man, she was terrible, man. That's the worst piece of ass I ever had in my life.
Oh, my mama don't want to do nothing but lay there.
Y'all do talk like that.
You
like
sure
what?
Do.
Okay,
y'all
well,
talk
to me anyway. Let me ask y'all something. So what if it's that good ass dick that you just don't want nobody else to get? Do you tell the truth, or do y'all make that lie upstairs?
I won't even talk about it, shit. That's a secret. That's the best kept secret.
I mean, but you know your girl.
There's some stuff you keep a secret, and there's some you just talk about.
I tell my best friend about it,
but you know.
Okay, so now I'm saying, so do you let your best friend try it? I mean, you know she want to try it.
If it's that good, no, I can't share. Who having a problem back there?
Fine.
I don't know. Somebody sound like they finna get into a fight.
That's what it sound like.
There we go.
I think we okay.
But I'm
so
that's just crazy.
Okay.
Let me
ask another question. Let's get into this bed breaking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Janine, how many beds you done broke?
I have broken a few.
Okay, I mean I'm talking about hard fucking. I ain't talking about no just you just got a cheap bed. I mean hard fucking.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I mean, so
I haven't broken
you're a bed
few.
Breaker, huh?
Yeah, I'm a bed breaker.
Okay. Candy, you a bed breaker?
Yeah.
I mean, you done broke Candy.
A few.
Mhm. I don't know. You don't sound too convincing. You sound like yeah. Uh huh. I did it. You ain't convincing me. Okay, all right. I'll take your word for it this time. Rev, what about you?
He said this time.
Two that I can recall.
Two? You know what? The fact that you answered that question, Rev, I am totally in shock.
Why?
Because, you know, normally you be like, that ain't none of y'all bears.
I keep telling you, y'all don't know me like that, okay?
Okay, well, I'm curious to know, Rev. Tell me a little bit. I mean, how hard was he hitting to break that bed? Or was you on top?
What do you mean, how hard was he hitting it? How can you measure that?
I mean, shit, you can measure it.
He has to be hitting it awful hard for the bed to break. And plus, I was a real big girl back then. I was, like, shit, damn near 300 pounds back then.
I'm saying, was you taking it? Was you pushing them off for you? How was it going?
Yeah, I take it. I ain't no partner.
I don't know, Rev. You know, every question you plead the fifth to, so I'm really not knowing.
Whatever. Y'all really don't give me a chance to answer questions.
Because you never answer them. You always be like, I'm not answering that. None of your damn business. What the hell? I mean, but you know I love you, baby. You know I love you. Sean.
Uh-huh.
You a bed breaker?
Yes, I'm a bed breaker, and I also specialize in mattress flipping.
Mattress flipping? Oh, you one of them? You got one of them faucets, huh?
Yes.
Oh yeah, don't think I know what mattress flipping means. I know what that means.
Anybody know who that
means? What do you mean?
Oh, that means that means she gets wet. She gets wet, but she got to flip the mattress.
Got to flip them. Y'all know where they got some motel at?
Damn, you done throw the mattress up already, baby.
And these mugs just have been flipped and flipped and flipped and can't be flipped no more.
God damn. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about every time you get a load of that, man. You say what, baby?
I said I broke a recliner, too.
A recliner?
A recliner.
You know what, man? All right, now, y'all sitting there telling me all this stuff. Now, most of y'all got pictures on the site, but now I got to see what y'all really working with. So we need to get some pictures on SinCity.Spooks.com. I got to see what everybody working with. Everybody talking about they, now, we all know there's an exception. Janine, you know you're the exception because we already see you. But we got to see what y'all working with now. That agreed upon.
What are you asking?
I'm asking you. I'm asking all y'all. I'm saying, y'all telling me y'all breaking these beds, but all I see is these nice little wholesome girls. I just can't believe that y'all breaking beds. Rev.
I mean, what you want, a video or something?
And you know what? That would truly be lovely. That would truly be lovely.
Well, you know you ain't getting no shit like that from me.
It was worth trying, shit.
Rev, you getting in the chat room tonight?
Yeah, if I can get it to work. I don't like that new website.
What's wrong with it?
Because it just won't let me do nothing.
Oh, no. Seems like you're the only one with that problem.
No. What about, hey, dog? So, hey, let me ask y'all something. Can I ask y'all something? Now, if y'all think y'all got father time in the bed, y'all think y'all can break the bed with him? Candy, you think you can break the bed with father time?
Oh, yeah. I would have fun with them.
Damn. What about you, Janine? You think you can break the bed with Father Time?
Of course. Give me some rope. Everybody
rope.
Up to the pole. Hell,
you need rope. You're going to get raped.
For me?
I want to know what the rope is for.
So you can get tanned up.
Look at your freaky ass, Father Time. You like that shit.
Man, hey, I think I said it before. I don't know about all that tying up stuff. I got to trust
whatever.
You. I got to trust you to tie me up. I mean, once you tied up, you at their mercy.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were trying to break the bed with you. We gonna do this on a positive note, dog. We're gonna say okay, all right, dog. Sean, all right,
okay.
You think you break the bed with Father Time?
Yeah, I can break the bed with Father Time, and then I can flip the mattress with you.
Damn.
They're flipping the mattress and what?
I figured I should split it up. It's only fair.
Okay, shit. I don't know what time was it. I got the number right here on the switchboard. You want it?
I'm already looking at it. I already wrote it down.
Oh, you got it? You already wrote it down?
Mm-hmm. So okay, I want you to let the song.
What?
I want Father Sam to let the song.
stone.
You know what? And that's and he said if you get on the webcam tonight, that's what he's putting on. Right. He told me that personally.
Yeah, y'all got to open that personally.
He said his webcam, y'all will see Father Time and some thongs tonight.
Okay. Bring your bed in, y'all.
I don't know what music he's going to be playing, but, hey, Father Time said he put his thongs on tonight.
Play that one song by Cisco.
That song by Cisco.
You got your webcam on? I pledge you got your webcam on.
But now y'all got to break it down for him. I mean, y'all got to show him something, too, now. Y'all can't just be sitting there thinking Father Tiger be up there strutting his stuff for no reason.
Father Tiger ain't going to do nothing.
Y'all don't know. Father Tiger known for getting bucked in the
hey,
in the chat room.
Believing. When I see some cheeks, I'm going to believe it.
Well, he got to see some cheeks, too, now. Melon,
I will.
Cheeks.
I want to see his father's.
All right, Sean, make sure you get in the room. Tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all didn't have all the time to put them thongs on. No, but do your thing, man. I'm going to be rooting for you.
Hey, I'm like the Rev, man. I ain't no punk.
All right, Ralph, see you get to see what Father Time working with.
Only if you got a webcam.
Right.
I ain't got no webcam.
I got to see you, too.
You ain't going to see me. I got some pictures up there. That's as far as I'm going.
There you go.
See, I told you. Okay, so now we got that established that, all the time we'll be getting have his thongs on in the chat room tonight.
Wow.
Boy, I sure hope you got plenty of Saint Eyes tonight, boy, because she's gonna be wired up.
Hey man, I ain't no punk, man.
Hey,
you wax your bikini line and make it look sexy.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, man. Dog, I got to tell you, if you actually got a pair of bikinis.
You ain't no player.
But, hey, man.
Anything for the show.
If the women like it, dog, go ahead. You go for it, bro.
Sometimes you got to take one for the team.
All right, take one for the team, dog. That's why you the man. But, ladies, I got to tell y'all, I know what question he going to ask. And y'all know what question he going to ask, too, after he put them thongs on.
What's up, ma? Is we fucking or what?
Nice. Somebody got to give him an answer after he put the thongs on, looking like Grandpa off the Boondock.
Not the thongs. I was gone for a second, but not the thongs, dude. You know what I'm saying?
The Tasmanian devil thongs, dog. Hey, I got a quick question, though. I got a quick question for the ladies. Do y'all fake it on purpose to make the man quit? Do you think if you fake it, that'll make him come quicker?
Depends. Yeah, sometimes it can. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Go down the line, dog.
Okay, we're going to go down the line. Candy, do you think if you fake it, the man going to come quicker?
Well, I don't know about all that, but, I mean, just to fake it and get it over with.
So your goal is to make him come quicker, right, so he can get done? So you get him a little louder. Okay. Janine?
Absolutely.
So you fake it to make him come quicker?
Yeah, that's if I even give it to him.
Damn. Okay, Rev, what about you?
I just think it'll make him get up. I could give a damn less whether he come or not. Just get the fuck up because you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, little tank, tank, tank out of bitch.
You going to make him get up in the middle of doing what he's doing?
Yeah, he don't know
you're
what he's doing.
You going to push him up? That's fucked
up. In fact, you know, and all that faking stuff, that's been over with years ago. I mean, I'll tell him quick, get up.
Right.
Okay. But what about you? You fake it so he can get up?
Of course. I'm going to stroke his ego until it's over with.
Sean?
I just stop in the middle.
You just stop in the middle?
You a what?
Yeah, stop in. If it's boring, I will stop during. I will stop during. I have done it before.
That's fucked up, too. Hey, Wick, you still here? Wick?
What up, dude?
Did you hear the question, man? Listen.
I was sitting to the council, man. My fault. You know, right. Running out of mouth and just trying to listen to y'all.
All right, listen, man. If a woman coming, does that make you come quicker?
Not really. But it's good for the woman to come when you come. Feel it. I don't think it make you come quicker.
Okay, what about you, dog? If she busting enough, whether real or not, do that make you come quicker? Or do you just keep going?
Nah. Keep going,
right?
But now let me ask the women. Y'all say, okay, y'all make them get up. But how would y'all feel if a man did y'all like that? Like, bitch, your pussy dry. Move.
Right.
Good question.
I don't want to hear. I've never had that happen to me. Or my pussy stayed wet. I'm just saying, if regardless of the fact, if he told you, bitch, your pussy dry. Get up. I mean, seriously, how would that make you feel? Ken, how would that make you feel?
You're right, but I don't do it. When I did it, it was not on purpose. It was just,
I understand that. All right, we didn't get past what you didn't say. I'm just trying to say, how would that make you feel?
I mean, he'd be
coming to
you. You wouldn't give
a fuck.
I'm going to go down the line with this. Candy, you wouldn't give a fuck, right?
I wouldn't give a fuck because you're the only one that said something.
Okay, no, hold on. Well, let me throw added incentive in that. What if this was like the best dick that you didn't get in a long time? This is some good dick. I mean, in your mind, you like, ooh, this is the dick I've been waiting for. This is some good dick. And he just like, get your ass up. You ain't
doing
that.
Ooh, that would hurt my ego. That would really mess me up.
I wouldn't give a damn.
Candy. Okay. Janine?
You're lying, the truth ain't in you.
Janine, what about
respect
you, baby?
Every girl, but don't lie. Oh, you gotta hurt you.
I was like, well, hurry up and get the hell on so I can call somebody else.
You say my
self-esteem too high for some bullshit like that.
Right.
Always be.
Okay.
Sorry.
Rev, what about you?
I don't think it would hurt my feelings because I don't feel like he wasn't able to turn me on if it wasn't wet.
No, no, no. See, y'all not listening to the question. The question is, in y'all mind, this is the best dick y'all done had in a long time. I mean, everything in y'all mind is like, oh, shit, this is what it do. But and he's just like, oh, no, you ain't doing it for me. Get up.
It's just dick.
I mean, I can't. I mean, when it has never happened to you, it's very hard for you to even assume stuff like that. I just can't.
Dick comes along a dime a dozen.
Okay.
Right.
Now I got to go to my fan. Now I got to go to my fan with that. Nah, well, we all feel the same thing. Like y'all saying it's just dick. We all saying it's just pussy. But I'm
exactly.
just saying, nevertheless, we all got egos. I mean, you got ego. You got an ego. I got an ego. And maybe one day we should intertwine those egos. But that's another subject. But everybody. I mean, we all got egos over here. Everybody got an ego. So y'all not gonna tell me that at no point in time that's not gonna bother you.
I mean, why can't we tell you that if it's the truth?
Okay.
If that's how they feel, one person gonna kill my ego.
Exactly. I'm not saying you're gonna stop fucking the rest of your life. Hell, you know how many men get told that every day and they still keep fucking? I mean, I'm not saying that's gonna stop your damn stroking. I'm just saying, at that point in time, that wouldn't bruise your ego none.
That shit would fucking hurt. I don't care how tough y'all want to be.
How tough you trying to be.
If a man told you to get the fuck up, you ain't doing it for me. That shit going to hurt your motherfucking feelings.
You know what, y'all? I think it's like, if you have it, listen, if you ain't never had it happen, I mean, you can't really too much answer the question. Like, I ain't never had it happen, so I really can't say how I feel. Like, right now, I'm thinking it wouldn't bother me.
What he said is, if it did happen, how would you feel? How would that make you, just like you got up when that man was doing it, how would that make you feel? How you
right
think
now,
you
I can say nothing. Like, I mean, it wouldn't faze me. I can say right now it wouldn't faze me, but it's never happened to me before. Who's to say, you know what I'm saying, it would then, but it don't right now. Right now it wouldn't even faze me.
Well, you know
well,
what,
it don't faze me right now, dog. Because it ain't happened.
Sean, check this out. We're going to get a room. We're going to get naked. Then I'm going to tell you to get your ass up so it can happen
to you. I guarantee
you
won't. I bet you won't. I bet you if anything, you're going to be like, damn, I'm tired of flipping these mattresses.
I bet I will just to prove my point. That shit going to fuck your head up.
Get up and leave.
It will fuck everyone's head
up
if a man just said, get the fuck up, you ain't doing
it. It's not. It's not.
No,
it
doesn't.
Right now, it's not. I promise it's not.
Okay. Okay, people. We're winding down to the last couple of minutes. Y'all know we can finish this conversation via chat room, all right? Because I really just don't believe no woman ego. Now, only person that honestly I feel gave an honest answer was Butter. Now, Butter honestly did say, yeah, her feelings would be hurt by it.
Butter's feelings are always hurt.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. You said they turned on you, Butter. I'm saying, right? They turned on
so you know they be hurt from that. Ain't too much
that
you can do.
All you
want to
see. I mean, if I'm in another world and you ready to stop, come on, that would hurt my feelings. Come on now.
That's honest.
That's what dildos are for.
Right.
Yeah, okay, dildos. All right, check it out. We coming down last couple of minutes, man. We got any last words, Tandy? Any last words, baby?
See y'all soon, okay, city. Have fun.
Okay. Jadeen, any last words, sweetheart?
No, I don't have any last words.
Damn. Y'all acting like that now? Okay.
Y'all right, Janine? You ain't so
yeah,
perky
okay.
today.
I'm going to call my two, three other dicks right now. That's what I'm about to do.
All right.
Shit,
two,
baby.
Three others?
I'll be one
God
of them.
Damn. Red, man,
they
last
always
words, man.
Exciting.
Like that shit.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show.
Okay, we enjoyed that's having it. You too. But any last words?
Oh, I enjoyed the show. It was very interesting.
Okay, Wick, you got any last words, man?
Always a pleasure to be on y'all's show. You know what I'm saying? Since 30 till I die, you know? Peace out.
All right. Sean, any last words?
Yeah,
Sean.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I said the show was good.
Okay.
I see y'all on the chat room.
All right, all right. Dog, you got any last words, man?
Man, SinCity.Spreels.com. Y'all hit the chat room up. Hook up those webcams, hook up those mics, and let's get it in.
Okay, okay. All right, well, check this out, man. In tradition of what you restarted last night, you know, I heard you give Candy that little special song that was all cute and stuff. But hey, where my girl at? Buddy, you here with me?
I'm here. I'm right here.
Okay, I got a song. I'm gonna dedicate this song to you tonight, and we out. All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right. All right, y'all hit us up on the chat room. Peace.
I gotta be real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right.
What that's is your mouth.
Part, baby?
make me right.
You got that love I wanna try. Put my tongue up and down your spine.
You got that perfect shape, the love you make, I scream your name.
Wanna
yeah.
take all your clothes off, take you to the song goes.
That bomb clear. And I